On Westminster College Week, the 2016 presidential election may have signaled the end of neoliberalism. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Sid Seidelman, distinguished service professor of economics, explores the rise of reactionary populism.
The election of Trump marked the end of neoliberalism as the dominant hegemonic bloc of our time. The policies of neoliberalism fostered globalization and technology change, leading to structural adjustments with two distinct outcomes. First, they increase economic efficiency by reallocating resources to more efficient, cost-effective sectors of the economy where employment, wages, and profits increase, the winning sector. Second, other sectors face structural dislocations caused by globalization and technology change that reduces employment, wages, and profits, making this the losing sector. Neoliberalism failed to address the unequal impacts of these adjustments and ignored the disadvantaged. Little or no effort by the winners to recognize and compensate the losers evoked a populist response with two distinct versions: progressive populism, Sanders and Warren, and reactionary populism, Trump. Trump promised to reestablish low-tech manufacturing, reverse the social movement's agenda, and attack any elites or institutions that support free trade, open borders, government regulation, or fiscal responsibility. Clinton's defeat in 2016 signaled a populist counter-movement strong enough to unseat neoliberalism as the dominant hegemonic bloc. The strength of American institutions, the 2018 midterm elections, and the remnants of neoliberalism have constrained the rise of Trump's reactionary populism as a new hegemonic bloc. But none of the three blocs are strong enough to establish a new hegemonic bloc. Without a secure hegemony, we face an unstable interregnum with no guiding, unifying economic and political philosophy to guide the future of the world economy. As Antonio Gramsci noted, the old is dying and the new cannot be born.
That was James Sid Seidelman of Westminster College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.